And then, he came forth. He stood before my microphone, and he said, "Emma, are you or are you not going to play something by Johnny Cash?" I said, "Buddy, I told you one time, I told you 10 million. Under no circumstances would I sully or otherwise compromise." He said, "Emma, just give me a yes or no answer." I said, "Buddy, I may look like a pilgrim to you, and maybe I was born yesterday, but buddy, I have been downtown ever since. And besides, I didn't always pick and sing for a living. Nope, the first job I ever held in this wonderful world of limitless opportunity was that of a door-to-door Bible salesman in Miami, Florida. Now, whenever you hear a bunch of salesmen talking together, sooner or later you're going to hear them use the word mooch. M-O-O-C-H, mooch. Now, if a salesman uses that word, he ain't talking about a freeloader. He's talking about a stone sucker. Yes, sir, a mooch is a kind of a guy that just can't say no to any salesman. It's easy to find the mooch where he lives if you're in the selling game. A mooch generally resides in a domicile surrounded by a cyclone fence and buffered by a plenitude of signs. No solicitors, no trespassers, beware of the dog, keep off the grass, no salesmen allowed, no Rosicrucians, no Freemasons, no anti-vivisectionists, no Jehovah's Witnesses or grass widows need apply here. Now, buddy, if you're in the selling game and you happen onto a scene like this, all you got to do is show up with the goods, and the rest is commercial destiny. They'll give you cash for one unit, write you a check for a spare, and lend you a thermos of lemonade to get you through the heat of the day. On the other hand, you come to a place that has one simple sign. Beware of the dog. Give it a wide berth because in all probability they're harboring a Siberian timber wolf on the property. My first day as a Bible salesman, I came to a place that had 75 signs and a cyclone fence. I moved in like the ship of grace coming home. I got halfway to the house and I heard something cantering around the side of the building that sounded like a Shetland pony in a flea collar. Suddenly, I was confronted with a Brobdignagian brindle striped pit bulldog, must have weighed 190 pounds. He was carrying 75 pounds in his lower mandible. His teeth averaged 4.5 inches. His eyes were red-rimmed, baleful, and bloodshot. He came caterwauling over the greensward, obviously dedicated to the primitivistic proposition of separating my thoracic regions from my nether parts. I mean, I was scared. Now, they told us in Bible selling school, when confronted by a hostile animal, for God's sake, don't show fear. An animal, they said, can smell a man's fear. Well, I pondered this insipid truism for a moment. And then I decided it's just a little bit hypocritical to try and act courageous when you're standing on strange turf, developing involuntary runs in your Gold Cup socks. Nonetheless, I took another step in the direction of the domicile. The flea bag flowed under the viburnum, my confidence soared. I took yet another, and he launched himself directly at my Adam's apple and came floating over the breeze like a malignant caricature of the Goodyear blimp, swaddled in a mammoth raccoon coat. Great God, here he comes. Tear me limb from limb. Oh, get away now. Let go. Friends, I'd like to leave my canine adversary in suspended animation and describe to you the merchandise we were selling that summer in Miami. Friends was a big family Bible. It had a pebble grain Monaga hardcover with an 8x10 Technicolor picture of Jesus on the front. Take it home and set it up in the corner, and those eyes would follow you all around the room. It had a 75-page concordance, a map of the travels of Moses and the lives of the saints. It was a bargain at $38 and weighed 14 heavy pounds. Now I come before you this afternoon and readily admit that I am anything but a praying man. But in this moment of spiritual crisis, I rolled my eyes heavenward in search of divine guidance. And suddenly the words of the scripture washed over my beleaguered spirit like the balm of Gilead. Simply this, that man is put on this earth to hold dominion over the animals and the beasts of the field. And so it was with a sense of glorious righteousness that I raised the good book on high and smote this deviant brute at the base of the skull with the word of the Lord, causing him to undergo transfiguration in midair. Suddenly his eyes were suffused with the joy that surpasseth understanding. He hit the ground in an attitude of supplication and instantly went into convulsions of ecstasy. Now, just between you and me, I knew I wasn't about to move any more merchandise at that address. What with a family bow wow going through terminal maneuvers on the lawn and all. And so it was that I removed myself from that place and wended my way homeward, overborne with guilt. The remembrance of having visited injury upon a fellow creature. And after a sleepless night, on the morning after, I again approached with temerity and trepidation the palings of that precinct. And upon looking over, imagine my unbounded joy when I found my little furry friend up on his pilgrim feet again, a look of radiance transfusing his humble and hirsute features. And I'm proud to say that ever since this moment in his life, this turning point, that he has been a steady worshiper at the First Presbyterian Church of Miami Springs, where he is known by stalwart and sinner alike as the Pentecostal Pooch. Hallelujah. Time sure flies, doesn't it? I think we're going to have the finest festival of all the years that I've been coming here. Right now in 1982. And I look forward to, it's about the 22nd one for me, give or take a few, and I look forward to about 22 more. I've seen some of the same faces for 20 years, so we're going to give all of you purple hearts. And I get one, too, I reckon. I was afraid nobody was going to second that motion. Bless your heart. Well, I just would like to say that years ago, I decided that one of the hallmarks of tackiness was for anybody to get up and sell their own wares. But that was before I made a phonograph record. So I've got a truckload of them. If anybody would like one, I'll be glad to put my name on it or your name on it or draw pictures on it. do anything you want. Well, I'd like to close out this first concert with a song that was written by Will McLean, Florida's poet laureate of folk music, about one of the great characters, the great personages of Florida history, Chief Osceola of the Seminole Indian Nation, a man the mention of whose name resonates with freedom, the concept of freedom for free men everywhere. So I'd like to leave you with this. A little more serious note than I usually end with any time, but there's going to be a lot of applesauce for the rest of the time. I've got three days to redeem myself with foolishness. So bear with me. Deep in a dungeon down at St. Augustine, Chief Osceola wept for his people and his golden land. His body had not slept. Then Wildcat said, "Oh, Chief, I beg you, go and stand with me against our mortal foe." But Osceola held his proud head high, said, "Do this ere I die." Wildcat, brother, to the grassy waters, take the Seminole. There no white man can invade to leave you lying dead and cold. I shall not live among such evil men who mock this sign of truce, this flag of white, and honor not their given sacred word. My name will be the light that shines in every warrior's soul. In dark and hidden reaches, they will never drive us from our land, nor drain our blood like leeches. My spirit walks with those of you who die, and those of you who always will remain upon this blood-stained, blessed, flowered land, must fight and fight again. I shall not live among such evil men who mock this sign of truce, this flag of white, and honor not their given sacred word. My name will be the light that shines in every warrior's soul. In dark and hidden reaches, they will never drive us from our land, or drain our blood like leeches. My spirit walks with those of you who die, and those of you who always will remain upon this blood-stained, blessed, flowered land must fight and fight again upon this blood-stained, blood-stained, blessed, flowered land must fight and fight again. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Gamble. I'd like to announce that there will be a medicine show here at 5 this afternoon, and right up until then, we'll have a full program of events, performances. We're going to have a gospel singer next on our show, Tom Walton, as soon as he can get down here. Also, I'd like to ask those of you who haven't yet filled out a survey and would like to tell us what's good and what's bad and what we should change about the festival, please do so. We've got forms up here and a box to put them in, so please come up and get one if you haven't already.
Yes,
go marching in. When the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be in the number. Oh, when the saints marching in, oh, when they crown him Lord of Lords, oh, when they crown him Lord of Lords, oh Lord, I want to be in the number, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in. Saints go marching in. Oh Lord, I want to be in the number. Oh, when are the saints go marching in?
Howdy! We're so glad to be here, way down south yonder in Dixie. Always glad to come to a new place where we've never been before. Been in Florida all our life, but ain't never been to Stephen Foster Center, and we're just happy to be here. This is my little son and daughter here, Paco and Pamela Walton, and they've been doing this here, I guess, around about a year and a half. Me and their little wife is working real hard on them, and the Lord has been blessing us to achieve what we're trying to do. We're going to bring you a medley of songs now. We like to do a song for you, which is entitled A Song of the South. My kids like to do this, and this is one of our traditional songs, too. Us Floridians. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a. Zippity-doo-dah.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. If the truth is actual, everything is satisfied. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
How do y'all do?
Yes, it's a show and ball.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay.
My, oh my, what a great big old wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine is heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual, everything is satisfied. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
He got the
whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand.
He got the little bit of children
in his hand. He got the little bit of children
in his hand. He got the little bit of children. In his hand, he got the whole world in his
He got the you and me, brother. In his hand, he got the you and me, brother. In his hand, he got the you and me, brother. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. Oh, whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the preachers and the deacons.
In his hand, he got the preachers and the deacons. In his hand, he got the preachers and the deacons. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand.
Oh, no, Elijah
never got a kiss. Oh, no, Elijah, he don't know what he meant. Isn't that a wonder that he never got a kiss?
Elijah, rolling every day around the range, and he rolling smart. He never had a big chance, cause he never got a kiss.
Hey, oh no, Elijah,
never got a kiss. Oh no, Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Isn't that a wonder, but he never got a kiss. Elijah. Thank you. Goodbye, Joe.
Me gotta go, me Almighty. Me gotta do the boy and roll down the bayou. My boss is going to me Almighty. Son of a gun, we're having fun on the bayou.
Jambalaya in a coffee pot.
Billy Gumbo.
Send the nail, I'm going to see Mama Jeremy. Piggy Tuffield for John and Miguel. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
How's about cooking something up with me?
Hey, sweet baby, don't you think, baby, we could cook up a brand new recipe? I got a
hot rock bowl and $2 bill. No little place right over the hill. So I'll pop any down the
free. If you want to have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, sweet baby, don't you think, baby, we could cook up a brand new recipe? All right.
Tom?
Yeah. We got any Lutherans out there? That's all right. Okay, we will. The kids are so concerned about the money they're throwing up on the stage, so I told them just be cool. We'll get it afterwards. We're going to do the battle hymn of the Republicans like the Lutherans do it. Have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling up the victories where the grace are at the store.
He looks the face of lightning, all the terror before.
His truth is marching on. Thank you. What if I ever die? To deserve even one of the pleasures I've known. Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you for the the kind as usual. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it. So help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Oh, now that I know that I need you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. If you think there's a way I can try to repay all I take on from you, maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord of
me, Jesus, I wasted it. So help me, Jesus,
I know what I. My soul's in your hand. Oh, Mary, that you went down.
Oh, Mary, that you went down.
Oh, Baron, I'm a gadgeron.
Oh,
Mary, don't you wait.
Here's something for the kids.
Thank you.
Here's something for the kids. On top of
spaghetti, covered with cheese, I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed.
It rolled off the table
and onto the floor.
And then my poor meatball, it rolled out the door.
Achoo!
And early next summer, we'll have some little trees that'll grow pretty meatballs and some spaghetti.
Achoo!
Oh, please
be patient with me. God is not through with me. Yeah.
Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. When God get through with me, I should go forth and feel gold.
Oh,
be patient with me.
Be patient with me.
Be patient with me.
God is not through with me yet.
God is not through with me yet.
Be patient with me.
Be patient with me.
Be patient with me.
God is not through with me yet.
When God get through with me,
sugar for the tango.
Away over yonder, oh, in a special place, there is a place prepared for me. Cause he's not through with me yet. Oh,
hey.
Be patient with me.
Be patient with me.
Be patient with me.
God is not through with me yet.
God is not through with me yet.
Please
be patient with me.
Be patient with me.
God is not through with me yet. When God get through with me, I shall go forth if you can go. Oh, believe. Be patient with me.
Be patient with me.
Be patient with me.
God is not through with me.
God is not through with me yet.
Please.
Be patient with me.
Be patient with me.
Be patient with me.
God is not through with me yet.
When God get through with me, I shall go forth if you go. Thank you. How about giving my little 5 and 6 year old kids a big hand? All right. Okay, they're going to leave the stage now, but we'll be singing some more later on this evening somewhere around here. So I have a few requests I got to do, and I'll finish the program out. So that's Paco and Pam. All right. Tempers will be over very soon. All my troubles will be over very soon.